Welcome into Scoops with Danny Mac on Fox 2. I'm Dan McLaughlin. Tonight, my guest is former Cardinal David Freese. This is going to be a treat. A hometown kid that had one of the greatest postseason runs in the history of the sport. October 27th, 2011, a date that will be etched into the memories of Cardinals fans. The night that David Freese not only saved the season, but won Game 6, and then the Cardinals eventually went on to win the 2011 World Series.
Into right, well hit. Back at the wall. It's off the wall. One run scores. Here comes Berkman. Freese has tied it. 7-7. Unbelievable. Freese hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night. In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Those are memories that we will never, ever forget. And the Cardinals are celebrating David Freese this Tuesday night. It's a night in which the Cardinals officially welcome David Freese back in the family. Now officially retired, they have engaged him, he's engaged them, and Tuesday will be a night dedicated to David Freese when the Cardinals play the Brewers. It's David Freese night at Busch Stadium. It's a Budweiser bash. He'll throw out the first pitch. And make sure and get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. So let's do it. Let's bring in David Freese to Scoops with Danny Mac here on Fox 2. David, first of all, great to see you. Welcome to the show. Hey, let's jump right into it. What has life been like for you? What are you up to these days?
I got two kids under four, so that takes up a lot of time. Other than that, yeah, we're just all down in Austin hanging out. Kai's starting school up again here next week, or 2 weeks, I guess, after we come back from St. Louis. And then a lot of golf, a lot of bunkers, a lot of roughs, which is, yeah, playing a lot of golf, man, having a good time with that. I just kind of started, so it's a lot of fun.
Do you enjoy retirement or do you miss baseball?
Both. I think it's healthy to be both. You know, I've said I don't miss playing that much yet. I bet when I get out to that fantasy camp in November, I'm going to really miss playing. But missing the guys every day. I think my wife can attest to that. I miss the run around with the 30 guys every day. But being home, being retired, obviously a choice I had plenty of time to think about. Yeah, I knew what I was doing. But, yeah, you're right, man. Not being around the yard, being around the fellas, it's tough.
Well, 10 years, a lot of things have changed, including you becoming a dad. How much fun is it being a dad now?
It's great. They ain't kidding when they tell you it's a lot of work, and I'm not even the mom. So I feel like everything that you're not really good at kind of hits you head on right away. And so it teaches you a lot really, really quickly and real early. And but it's great, man, having two boys. My youngest, Cato, is over one now, and so they're both starting to wrestle and jack around like that. So it's a blast.
Hey, with being a pro athlete, it's very hard. It's hard on family. It's hard on you mentally. Would you want your kids to get into sports and to the professional life? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I think it's excellent. I think it's anything you can kind of test the waters and get your feet wet in, you get more of an idea of what you're all about and what you're into and what you're passionate about. And I think getting kids into any sports, as many as possible, I think that's important. Figure out what they enjoy, be around other people, kind of learn the social aspect of athletics and just everything else. But yeah, it would be a blast. I think I can attest to it. You just learn so much being an athlete. You know, you mature over the years. Baseball is a great example of just kind of running through life. Everything about it seems like it's just intertwined with how life goes. So, yeah, it would be awesome to to get them involved at some point in the sports or anything that they're into.
I think it's awesome that you're coming back. You have been public about the fact that, hey, I'm embracing what happened 10 years ago. I'm a Cardinal. I'm from St. Louis. And are you ready for this night to be welcomed back to the family, so to speak? How much are you looking forward to that, to bring your wife, your kids, and all experience that night?
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's I'd be lying if I said I hadn't been thinking about this kind of day for a while. It's crazy to think about that, you know, you get your own bobblehead night and you're not even a player. I guess that kind of means you did something good for that team. But, yeah, to come full circle, to be on some clubs after the World Series, after St. Louis, it's just going to be really special. See all the fans. As it creeps up, I start thinking about just what it's going to feel like to be on that field. Just to get on the field, and any athlete or anybody, if you're on stage or doing whatever, you know, you understand what it feels like to kind of be the center of attention, so to speak. But to get out on that field and really feel it again is going to be great.
You said center of attention, and that grabs my attention because I think a lot of times, and correct me if I'm wrong, it was hard for you to be the center of attention, but now you've really embraced it. You think that's a fair statement?
Yeah. I think I've just matured a lot. You know, I think it's good at 38 to look back at when you were 28 and to say you've grown or you've got different perspective, or I don't want to say better perspective, you know, because everything can change in a day, but definitely it's different. Man, all that stuff was real heavy back then. I was a kid that didn't know a lot. I didn't know a lot about myself. I didn't know a lot about what I was, you know, looking for, what I was striving for. But, you know, you hang on tight and you have the good people around you and you keep battling. But crazy to think it's been 10 years.
It really is. Coming up, we'll go back to 10 years ago and that famous night at Busch Stadium in the World Series with David Freese. This is Scoops with Danny Mac on Fox 2. Scoops with Danny Mac is brought to you by Schnucks, Lou Fuse, Triad Bank, and Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Welcome back to the show on Fox 2. I'm Dan McLaughlin. My guest is World Series hero from 2011, David Freese, and we welcome him back in. David, it's crazy to think it's been 10 years since you all won the World Series and your famous Game 6. You reflect on it now. What stands out about Game 6, Game 7, the World Series, all of it? What stands out 10 years later?
I think that you're just forever a champion. I know that's cliche and it's cheesy, but it's true. Nobody ever forgets, regardless of how you get it done. And then you add our run into it. It's just special. I mean, you look at Pat Maroon, like he threw the first pitch out of last week, a few days ago to Ozzy, and you know, the crowd's going ballistic and everybody, you know, it's not even the same sport, but man, it's just a great city to be a champion in. And, just real excited for to get back there and hear the crowd.
By the way, do you know who is catching your first pitch Tuesday? I'm available if you need me down there.
I told Joe and Larry that you're my number one, so I guess you're my guy. But hey, if Ozzy wants to go back out there, I'm cool with that. That was my guy growing up too. But no, I mean, it is what it is. I'll talk to Joe maybe this week and figure it out. And you know, maybe he'll make up an excuse to get you out there.
What have you done with your World Series ring? Do you have any idea where it is?
Man, you know what? I should probably get that out, right? It's in a safety deposit box up in St. Louis. My parents know exactly where it's at, but I haven't seen it in a minute. I think it's time to get it out.
I'm curious about how life changed for your mom. You mentioned her dad, David Freese, not only to play in your hometown team, but then you become one of the greatest heroes in Cardinals history, which I love saying to you. So how did life change for you and your family?
Yeah, I think it was all just really fast. Not only to get traded back to St. Louis, but then a couple years later, you know, you go on that run and grab the ring. I think we're all just learning as we went along, but so much fun. Every October, late October, the date comes up and, you know, the whole country gets to see the highlights of us winning the World Series and you get to relive it and enjoy it. And you know, it's obviously easier to handle when you're done playing. There are a lot of things I wish I did differently while I was playing. And, but, you know, 10 years later, you know, family, friends, we also kind of talk about that day when it pops up, and we all look at it a little differently, you know, in a good, better way, but, just a blast, going through it all with everybody in your hometown, man. It's just stupid thinking about doing that in your hometown. That'll never get old thinking about that.
No doubt. I'm sure you've seen Game 6 probably a million times, which started off a little rough.
Yeah, pretty rough.
A little rough for you, and then you became the hero with the triple and then the home run. When you see the replay, is there something new every time when you watch it, or is it like, yeah, that's what I did, ho-hum, or do you pick up little things?
Any kind of highlight, whether I'm involved in it or somebody else, another sport, I think if you just keep seeing these highlights, you see different stuff. But what's the best thing that has come out of that stuff are those videos on YouTube of everyone sitting around the TV, you know, and they're recording the game from behind them. I'm getting chills right now. But that those are the coolest things to see for me, just all those YouTube videos of not to say I go back and watch them and fluff myself every month, but but to go back and see them all just going ecstatic, you know, for what we did, and just life for Cardinals fans, life for St. Louis fans. And just the best part about it is how you can give people that kind of excitement and that love for your sport.
I'm not sure what it's like when you walk the streets of Texas. I'm not sure I want to be in your shoes.
I get some middle fingers if they know me.
That's what I was thinking. So what do they say to you? What they go, hey, that's David Freese. I got to tell you something, buddy. Do you get some of that down there in Texas?
I get when I bounce around on these public muni courses playing golf, I'll run into people that, you know, if I go with a buddy or two, you get grouped up with people you don't know, and everyone starts talking or whatever, and sometimes it pops up, and you know, they'll call their buddies and put them on speakerphone, and they're just going ballistic at me. You know, it's all in good fun, but man, it's great. You know, tough state to live in, but you know, I love it down here. It's cool.
How about following baseball now? I see you on Twitter. You have great advice on Twitter about hitting. So I'll ask you first about following the Cardinals. Do you follow the guys much here?
Yeah, I do. I don't catch the games live a lot, but I'm always running through the highlights, seeing what everybody's doing, checking box scores, checking friends, talking to buddies that I played with and this and that. But yeah, it's fun.
Is it amazing for you to still see Yadi and Waino doing what they're doing?
It's not amazing, but it's oh my goodness. You know, I expect that out of them. They love the game so much. I don't, you know, Waino's, I mean, what, 06, he's dropping hooks in, you know, like, and Yadi's been catching since middle of, what, 04? What Yadi's doing is just stupid. That takes a lot of guts and a lot of, like, just a lot of heart. And when you're the backstop doing that, everybody sees it, and it pushes them, I'm sure.
Have you thought about not only coaching your kids in the game of baseball, but do you have an itch because of what you went through on and off the field, the good, the bad, the ups and downs? So do you say, I have a lot to offer and I need to get in uniform, and maybe this is something that I want to do? I'm thinking about coaching.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, runs through my mind a lot, especially when I'm watching ball. You know, I throw stuff out there on Twitter about hitting, and people respond and this and that, and think I'm talking to the Cardinals or I'm talking to like professional ball players. But I get a kick out of like high school kids seeing that stuff and little league coaches, and those types of guys responded. You know, I just throw it. It's not really advice that I throw out there. It's just more of like stuff to make you think. And I think that's what a good coach does for you, because you're on an island when you're out there on the field, and it's just up to you. And I think as a coach, you just got to do a good job of opening up the minds of your players and get them to really get the wheels turning and understand what they're all about and pick and choose what they want to be successful. Because if you're waiting on your coach to be a good player, man, you got it all wrong. Coaching is something that would be fun. The time it takes is an issue, potentially. But, you know, if a door opens somewhere and you can kind of hang out, and I would love to go to camp. I think going to camp would be sweet. You know, you see you know, Bob and Lou and all those guys going down there, Ozzie, that's what being a Cardinal was all about, man. Going down there and understanding the history of it and just enjoying the time with all the legends down there. And maybe I can sneak in there down in camp and hang out with the guys. That would be a blast. It'd be a good start.
I'm sure you would be welcome to do that. Hey, David, stay with us. We've got more with David Freese coming up on Scoops with Danny Mac right here on Fox 2. Scoops with Danny Mac is brought to you by Blue Tail Medical Group, On the Run, Delta Dental, Hair Salon for Men, and Lordo's Diamonds. Welcome back to the show. David Freese is my guest, and his special night is coming up at Busch Stadium on Tuesday night. Tickets are still available at cardinals.com/promotions. Hey, David, I'm not sure I've ever asked you this, but I'll ask you anyway. Who was the most influential for you? And I'm sure it's a laundry list of people, but who was most influential for David Freese?
Ooh, it is a long list. I think it's Tony. I think what Tony La Russa did for me, he gave me a chance. I think I had a maturity towards myself as far as a player that he appreciated. And obviously there was an opening with Troy going down. You know, he just gave me a shot, man. And I made the club in 09, got sent down, had surgery, came back up after won the PCL. And, you know, I stayed up, obviously, but battled some injuries. But Tony never left sight of what he thought I was capable of, not only in the regular season, but including the playoffs, man. I had a rough start against Philly, but, you know, there's a game against Oswalt that he could have put Descalso in, and I would have just nodded and been like, yeah, let's rock. You know, let's do it. It's a good decision. But he left me in, and it ended up changing my life.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you that. How is 2011 and that game, Game 6? I can't imagine what it's been like, but how has that changed your life?
Humbly, like, if I don't know if I should say this, but if there's baseball in St. Louis, you know, however long there's baseball in St. Louis, like, you're gonna see that highlight. You're going to see that team winning it like that. And, I mean, that changes you. And that's pretty heavy, man, but it's damn cool.
Absolutely. It's incredible. You guys are coming together for a reunion of that club. Been talking to some of the guys. They're all fired up. Who's the guy that you really want to see? And I know you can't wait to see all of them, but who's the guy you really want to see?
We had some clowns on that team. You know what? I always love seeing Lance Berkman. I don't know who all is going to come in, who's all like involved in teams. You know, I don't know what like Punto, Laird, Terrio, big glue guys on that squad, what they're up to, but they'll get you laughing all day. You know, but I'm just really happy that as of right now that this is going to happen, and I'm glad everything was kind of pushed back, but I'm just pumped to get out there and just see that group. I know Kreger's coming in. I haven't seen them in a while. You know, me, Jay, Descalso, and Kreger have a little group text that we go back and forth in for a while now. But it's just going to be great to see everybody in person and hand out some hugs.
Can't wait. Have you ever thought about this? And I'm pushing this as hard as I can. And I don't know if you've ever thought about it. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But have you ever thought about putting on the red jacket? Now, you qualified to be in the Cardinals Hall of Fame. You were an all-star, couple of World Series, MVP, MVP of the NLCS. And as you said, your moment means so much to all of us in St. Louis. So it's our Hall of Fame. Have you thought about the potential of the Cardinals Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I've thought about it. That's kind of where it stops. That's not really my decision. I mean, obviously, it would be unbelievable to put that jacket on and, you know, would it be because of a month? You know, I don't know. That's not my decision. But, yeah, I definitely have thought about it, just the opportunity to do that. And that would mean probably more to me than – obviously, I'd do some cool things to get that coat on. But that would mean so much to me to be able to do that and be in that group. And you know, I'm going to be going to Cardinals games my whole life, the rest of my life, and going back home and hanging out with everybody, but you know, to put that jacket on, it would mean the world to me, but that's just kind of where it ends because it's not my decision, so we'll see.
Okay, my final question is, the arm ready for Tuesday night and that first pitch?
Hey, I thought about last week. I haven't thrown a ball since I probably short hop the first baseman probably my last game, but no, I probably need to go just chuck a few, right? I think so. Yeah. So I'll get out there and maybe throw a dozen over the weekend and see how it is. So.
Hey, David, you know what you mean to me and what you mean to so many fans. Thanks for doing this. And it's like you're welcoming back party with the family. You're in the family forever. And it's just great to have this special night on Tuesday. Can't wait to see you.
No, I love you, Danny, man. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you. That's David Freese. And again, Tuesday will be a lot of fun at Busch Stadium. And again, you can get those seats at cardinals.com/promotions. Hope you enjoyed it. For David, I'm Dan McLaughlin. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next Sunday on Scoops with Danny Mac right here on Fox 2.